When your mind wants to bolt, but your heart hangs on, it is because you don't know with absolute certainty what the truth is. When you waste so much time on something that you want to believe is true, you begin to overthink things. Eventually, something obvious becomes twisted into something absurd, which keeps us from believing a simpler answer. Over time, you believe your own lies and fantasies to shield yourself from hurt when following what is logical would have been the quickest way to healing. It is through your own self-imposed delusions that you lose your perspective. The world then becomes different to you when in fact it is you who are different. Why? Because your ego gets in the way. Everyone wants to feel special. Everyone wants to have faith in others. Everyone wants to believe in fairy tales, happy endings, and have all bad interactions with others explained. It's easier to sit in denial with your delusions and to pray God will intervene, not realizing He has. He gave you common sense and intuition, but you didn't like how it made you feel. This is what true mental illness really is, following your gut instinct through hell because you want to prove you are right either to yourself or to others. You sacrifice choosing to do right in order to avoid pain. However, you don't realize that you've been in pain for a really long time and believed this was how happiness felt. And this week's opening quote comes from Shannon L. Elder. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. It's interesting, folks, how we want to believe things sometimes and our need to believe things. We become dependent upon our belief systems and we work out all sorts of ways to reinforce them when really we should just be looking at things logically and we'd find a simpler explanation. And there certainly are some simple explanations for what's going on in the world today. There's been a lot going on in the world in the last few weeks, folks. The Trump election seems to be the farce that we all thought it was going to be. The people that he has been nominating for his cabinet, of course, leave one in a state of feeling anything but confident. He certainly doesn't seem to be injecting any new blood into the area, and he has, of course, dropped his stance of charging Hillary Clinton for her crimes. And my word, have some crimes that Hillary Clinton has been involved in been surfacing in the last couple of weeks. I suppose everybody out there has heard of Pizzagate. You must have your head under a rock if you haven't heard about it. The pedophile ring that has been linked to a Comet Ping Pong pizza store in Washington, not too far from the White House. A pizza store that has been receiving massive donations from Hillary Clinton, from George Soros, and from other people who just seem to all really love this pizza shop and have no problem with giving massive amounts of money to it. This has all surfaced, of course, with the release of the spirit cooking video and the release of the Podesta emails, which all contain pedophile code words. Of course, the mainstream media is calling it fake news and saying that the independent media is latching onto Podesta's love for Italian food and blowing it all out of proportion. But this isn't a love for Italian food, folks. This is the uncovering of a pedophile ring. The words that Podesta has been using in his email are well-known pedophile code words. And it's also extremely interesting that Hillary Clinton's campaign advisor, John Podesta, and his brother, Tony Podesta, can apparently both be placed in Portugal on the days that Madeleine McCann went missing in 2007. Being all the more interesting, of course, because the police identikit pictures of the two kidnappers of Madame McCann look exactly like Tony and John Podesta, who, as I said, can be placed in Portugal at the time. And not only in Portugal, but actually staying at Clement Freud's house about one-third of a mile from where Madeleine McCann went missing. And Podesta's emails have just been discovered to contain all types of pedophile code words. Bear in mind as well that Clement Freud died in 2009 and was discovered after his death to have been involved in pedophile activity, much like we saw with Jimmy Savile, how all this was exposed after he died. And there are connections between Clement Freud and the Podesta brothers. And what has happened, folks, is the Podesta emails and the Instagram posts of the Comet Pizza Shop owner have led to the uncovering of an extremely sophisticated pedophile trafficking ring that is operating within Washington and is in fact a global child trafficking organization, which very likely involves people at the highest levels of pretty well all governments, folks. This is a global ring. This is something that I've been talking about. I've mentioned it on many shows in the last couple of years. I did a show about it about a year ago. Someone who's been talking about this type of information for a very long time is Mark Passio, who has often talked about the occult society that exists behind society and our need to pay attention to this sort of stuff. So I do recommend that you look at some of Mark Passio's work. He really has made an outstanding contribution in attempting to bring this type of information to light and get people to pay attention. I actually intend to have Mark on the show sometime in the next couple of weeks. He's a bit of a difficult man to catch up with, but it is important that people look at this information and inform themselves about what is really going on. And this is all coming out now. Everything we've been talking about, how there is this shadow world that exists behind our society and how there are so many people involved in these pedophile rings and how the human race is essentially being farmed, folks. That's what's going on here. People farming, human trafficking at every level that you can think of. And it isn't just the trafficking and harvesting of children. It's the trafficking and harvesting of adults as well. I mean, they're harvesting people by harvesting your energy, by making you walk between the lines, by holding you in place with the magic that you think is real. All of this stuff they write down on paper, you think this is how you have to run your life, but you don't. And everybody's been trained to step outside of their moral compass and to basically ignore that which is around them. And this happens because of what people want to believe and people's need to believe that which is not true. People's need to reinforce their own opinion. People's need to present themselves as being right all the time rather than simply being open to the flow and allowing things to simply unfold around them and seeing things as they really are. You know, the shadow world and the occult world and the pedophile activity that goes on within this world is something so dark that many people simply don't want to face it. And that's the problem. It's a topic that people don't want to look at because it disturbs them too much. I was attempting to show this information to a friend of mine the other day who is a father of a young child, and he found it very, very difficult to watch because he is a father. He has a young girl that's 5 years old. And he can imagine what it would be like to have her fall into the hands of these people. And so he can't watch the information. But at the same time, he sees the need to watch the information. He knows he has to watch it because he has to inform himself in order to keep his child safe. And that's the problem, folks. People want to keep their children safe, but they believe that looking at this information will disturb them. But they don't understand that they have to look at this information because that is what will keep their child safe. You know, we have to bring light to the darkness, folks, and it's our unwillingness to do that that allows the darkness to continue. You know, even though these pedophile rings and this dark occult world that exists behind society is incredibly disturbing, it's going to continue to harvest this society until we acknowledge its presence. And so it's very, very important that people begin to pay attention. And all of this stuff is being revealed now, folks. I mean, like I said, the upset that has come with the Trump election has provided a huge opportunity for mankind to really regroup and take stock of themselves. People should be realizing now that Trump isn't going to save them. The whole thing has been a charade. No one can save you. You have to save yourself, but you have to be prepared to call things for what they are, and you have to be prepared to face the shadow and stand up against it. You really do. We all do. And the shadow is all pervasive, folks, but it is being exposed now, and people can seize this opportunity if they choose to do so. And they should choose to do so, because by seizing this opportunity and embracing this opportunity, we can heal this shadow, folks. Once and for all, we can heal it. Now is the time that we can do that. So pay attention, everyone. And look, you can see just how much of an impact the independent media is making, folks. The fact that they are putting out lists of fake news sites, when these are sites, most of them, that are presenting quite reliable information to people, it just shows how scared the mainstream media is. Of course, they'll be putting in disinformation sites, things that are promoting fake news, and they'll be lumping sites that are bringing good news to you in the same basket as these disinformation sites, but that's just the way they do it. That's the way COINTEL works. You'll find that a lot of the sites that are out there that are bringing you disinformation, though, won't be put into the fake news category. You'll see a lot of these sites will be allowed to continue and will be allowed to promote disinformation. And you can see why they've done this right now, folks. The timing is impeccable. They've made this announcement about fake news sites right on the heels of this release of Podesta emails and this uncovering of the child trafficking circle that is attached to the Comet Pizza store in Washington. Because, of course, the ties to this pizza store, as I said, go very deep and they involve some very, very influential people. But, folks, truly, I think it is one of the most important stories that we've seen surface recently. I really do. You know, we've been talking about this shadow world. We've been talking about these occult practices. We've been talking about the pedophilia that goes on at the highest circles of government. We've been talking about the ritual abuse that goes on. I've mentioned on several shows the amount of children that are smuggled into Queensland alone, how there are huge amounts of children smuggled out of the Philippines, there are children smuggled out of Western Australia, dark Aboriginal children smuggled out, we believe, to England. There are all sorts of instances all over the world, folks, where we can see child trafficking happening, but it's so secretive and it's so hard to get to the bottom of it all because of the people who are involved in it. You'll find that the police are involved, the legal system's involved, the churches are involved. A lot of people in very high places are involved in this. And when you've got people who are in positions of authority, they're able to control the investigations into these instances. Even with some of the contacts that we've seen through the release of the Podesta emails and through the contacts of Hillary Clinton, we see that many of the people that are implicated in these rings are in managerial positions. Many are in positions where they would be the ones investigating themselves were an investigation ever mounted. So it's all pervasive, and it's by spreading this information that we're going to get it out to people and we're going to get it into people's minds, and people are going to start developing some sort of an awareness of it. You know, you can see the complicity of the media as well. Their unwillingness to even investigate this information, they simply label it fake news and tell you not to go and look there because, oh my dear, it couldn't be true because this is one of our most respected leaders. It's rubbish, folks. They're doing that because they are very likely involved as well. That's just the way it is. You know, we've been talking about this for so long, and now with the release of the Podesta emails and the release of the information about Elefante's pizza store, Comet Pizza, its connection to pedophilia, you look at the code words that are being used in these emails, and you look at what's going on, and you begin to see that everything we've been saying is true. It's all been brought out into the open now, so this gives us the ability to share this information. This is good stuff that we can share, which proves what is really going on here and proves just how dark this circle goes. And it's what these people get up to, folks, and there's all sorts of signs that it is far worse than what people actually think. Look at Hillary Clinton. Look at some of the seizures that Hillary Clinton has been having. Look at the uncontrollable head shaking, the uncontrollable hand shaking that she was displaying during the debate with Donald Trump. There's all sorts of instances where we've seen that Hillary Clinton is not really in control of her body that well. Look into a disease called Kuru, which is a disease that is developed by cannibals. People who have eaten too much of other people start to develop these shaking problems and these sorts of physiological problems and even psychological problems that we're seeing displayed by people like Hillary Clinton. You know, when you really start looking at this, folks, and you realize the depth of depravity and the depths of harvesting and what these people are really doing to human beings, mainly to children, it really is despicable and it's disgraceful. And as I said, it's so shocking that most people simply cannot deal with it. That is the problem. You know, it's their failure to face the shadow, really, that is the problem. You know, this is something that I've been suggesting to people for a very long time, is the need to look at the shadow within yourself. You know, people don't look at the shadow within themselves and they don't realize what they're really capable of. And so they don't believe that others are capable of these really dark things, and they believe that there is some rhyme or reason to what the controlling hand does to us. Many people think, oh, it's about making lots of money and all this sort of stuff. It's not about money, folks. The money is used to control you, to keep you walking between the lines and keep you in a state of scarcity and keep you running on the treadmill so you never really have time to look at what's going on around you. What all this is about really is depopulation and harvesting the human race. That is how the depopulation is happening. You know, one of the most difficult things for people to come to terms with is the fact that they are being farmed and the fact that the people who are doing all these terrible things don't really have a rhyme or reason behind it. They do it because it is what they do. It's the energy that they are in. A psychopath does what a psychopath does because a psychopath enjoys doing that. And that's what these people do. You know, when you can really look at the energy and the polarities of energy, if you can think of life as the two polarities of love and fear, or good and bad, or light and dark, whatever it is, you've got to understand what the extremes of these emotions are. When you're in a state of absolute light and absolute joy, it's a state of absolute bliss that you have attained, a state of nirvana. But what people fail to understand is that there is also a dark side to that. If you go to the other extreme of the energy, that is also like nirvana. It is also a form of bliss for these people. It's like they've fully gone to the dark side. And when they get into that bliss, that is just the energy that they're in. And that is why they do what they do, so they can experience that bliss. That's what it's about. It's very difficult for people to come to terms with this because it's very difficult for people to really step back and look at things with any type of clarity. People attach their morality to the equation when they're looking at it and they think it wouldn't be possible because it isn't possible for them. And it is difficult, folks. It's difficult to adjust your mindset to really be able to comprehend what a psychopath does and how a psychopath feels. And you need to understand that pure joy of nirvana and that bliss that you can reach through meditation, through ayahuasca, through whatever it is that you do that gets you to that place. But you've also got to understand that there is the other polarity of that very same bliss, and it does exist. If it didn't exist, then you wouldn't have the choice to go the way you have. But it's a choice, and you've got to have that choice. You've got to have the choice to go bad, or else you can't ever make the choice to go right. You've got to have the choice to choose the darkness, or else you don't have the choice to choose the light. That's what it is, folks. And it's those who have chosen the darkness, and it's virtually soulless. I mean, it must be soulless. Maybe this is the whole thing of how you sell your soul to the devil, or all of these concepts. I mean, I don't really do Satan and devil and all of this sort of stuff, folks, but really when you get to this type of dark energy, there's no other real name that you can give it to express the sheer darkness of it and the sheer all-encompassing nature of it. Really, it's satanic. I mean, I don't know what else to call it. But really, to be in that type of energy, I mean, you couldn't have a soul to do the things that these people do. And perhaps that is the choice they make, to give up that part of themselves. It's a difficult mindset to put yourself in, but it's important that people do look at it, because it's only by looking at it from this perspective that you can really understand it and really begin to comprehend why those who control this world do the things that they do. They do it simply because that's what they do. That is the energy that they're in, and that is what we are dealing with. And that is why you can't reason with these people. You can't appeal to their sense of morals. You can't think that by voting someone else in or voting someone out, you're going to make a difference. You've got to realize what the energy is that controls these people, and that this is the energy that is controlling this earth. And if you think it isn't, and it's all this beautiful, blissful, joyful place, well, get out and look around, because it's not. It's not. It's a world that is really controlled by evil. It really is. And it's happening because of our refusal to acknowledge this fact, our denial of the fact. And it's that denial that allows it to perpetuate. And if we were to acknowledge it, I really do believe that we could heal this situation very quickly. You know, and that's why I think the release of these Podesta emails and the information regarding Alafonte's Comet Pizza store and all of this stuff, I think this is very important information to share, folks. And the fact that the mainstream media isn't sharing it and isn't talking about it is also a very good expose of the mainstream media, because they should be investigating this. At worst, they should be investigating it, even if they're going to try to whitewash it, simply because it is such a viral story and it involves child trafficking and possibly even implicates Tony Podesta and his brother in the abduction and disappearance of Madeleine McCann. Then you would think the mainstream media would report it a little bit and at least look into it. I mean, they should be. The fact that they're not may well go a long way to exposing the corruption of the mainstream media and their inability to investigate to the public at large. I think it's one of the most important cases that we've seen. It is something that we should share and make as viral as possible, because it shows to the people just how controlled they are, just how corrupt this system is, and just how controlled the lamestream media is. You know, why aren't they reporting any of this, folks? They should be investigating it at worst, even if they intended to whitewash over it. But all they're saying is watch out for fake news sites. And this also implicates many of the members of the mainstream media, because, of course, most of them are involved, folks. Most of the entertainment industry is involved. There are so many people that are involved in these pedophile circles. And this has really blown the lid off the whole thing. So look into Pizzagate and make it as viral as you can. And yes, it is disturbing information, but it's information that we need to get out to as many people as possible, because it shows them just what we're dealing with. And it shows why it's no good voting people in and voting people out and putting a different face on the coin, because they are all involved in this activity. That's the problem. You know, we're just putting in a new puppet who's going to be towing the party line anyway and goes to all these same parties, all this spirit cooking and all the stuff that these people get up to. You know, we need completely new blood in the system, folks. If we're going to have anything that controls us in any way, it needs to be run by people with good managerial skills who aren't really into controlling people but just want to manage something so it works properly. Now, look at our education system, our legal system, our justice system, our political system. The whole thing's a complete joke. And you look at the entertainment industry. The entertainment industry is promoting this type of activity. Look at what's being fed to your kids, folks, in some of the MTV music videos. And a lot of the music videos you see today are basically soft porn. They're all promoting pedophilia. They're all promoting group sex. I mean, it's really quite disgusting when you look at what our society has become and how this is all subliminally promoted to people and subliminally put into the minds of people. You know, the age of consent gets lowered, lowered, lowered. It becomes more acceptable for children to be wearing sexy clothes and all sorts of stuff like this. I mean, look at the way it's going, folks. The human mind is being molded into something very, very unnatural, and it's all leading towards this whole dark side of things. And it's all about allowing this harvesting of the species to be acceptable. Even when you look at our societies, you know, like missing people all the time, you know, oh yeah, well, the numbers, people just go missing, they show up again, you know, we hear all this stuff, but it becomes normal to us. We get used to people being discarded. We get used to homeless people on the street. We get used to seeing people messed up on drugs, and we get used to seeing kids and teenagers kind of disappear into the cities, never to be seen again. You know, to go underground, and we don't know what happens to these kids. We don't know what happens to many of these people. This is what our society has become. It's become a society that basically separates families and allows the families to lose contact with each other. You know, we're trained to do this. We're trained to send our kids out of home really early, as soon as they're able to support themselves, get them out of home so they can support themselves, when really they should be being nurtured in a home environment. I mean, we should have extended families and be looking after each other, but we're not. We're trying to separate ourselves from our families at a very early age and to all become independent, because it creates this system of slavery. It allows people to be enslaved by the system. It separates them from their parents, from their siblings, and allows people to be discarded and to disappear, and allows the human race to be harvested the way they are, simply because people are so disconnected from each other. And nobody really believes anything. Nobody knows what's really going on. Everyone wants to reinforce their own belief and always be right all the time. And if they look to news, well, they just get what's fed by the mainstream media. Even with this whole Podesta thing, they would say, well, if it was true, the mainstream media would be reporting it. But folks, what if this pedophile ring and this trafficking goes so deep that the mainstream media won't report it because the mainstream media, the big wigs within the mainstream media, many of the personalities within the mainstream media are all involved in this type of activity themselves. And I'm not saying the cameraman, I'm not saying the gaffer, I'm not saying the guy who does the sound, but many of the talking heads, many of the programmers, many of the people who run the show, you will find are all involved in this activity. And that is why it is not being reported on the news. But it's become so obvious now, it really has, with the release of this Podesta information and the great work that so many people online have done tying the Podestas to the Madeleine McCann disappearance and matching them up with the Identikit and tracing them to prove that they were in Portugal at the time, staying at Clement Freud's house. Clement Freud, of course, being a pedophile, as I mentioned before. All the links are there, folks. All of the FBI registered code words for pedophile activity and pedophile and child trafficking are all there in the Podesta emails and with many of the emails that other people are sending to them as well, even in Hillary Clinton's emails. And we must not ignore these signs. Even if the mainstream media is ignoring this information, we now have at our fingertips some very, very valuable information that can be used to wake up a lot of people in your area. A lot of people are going to listen to this, folks, because a lot of people care about children. And if people realize the depth of depravity that we are really controlled by and the lengths that these people go to, then I think we're going to see a major uprising of people around this world who are simply going to say, enough is enough, because this can be tolerated no longer. This gives us the fuel we have needed to start a fire, and it gives us the ability to fan the flames of that fire so that it reaches the hearts of everyone. We really can do it, folks. The wheels are falling off this system, and those who work within it are finally being exposed as what we've been saying they are all along. Now we have the means to show that to the people. And we can show it to the people, and we can change things if you, listening to this today, choose to get involved and share this information. And I know it's disturbing, folks, but share it anyway. But I think we've reached break time here, folks, so I'm going to leave it there for now. Thank you for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company, and I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah, this information is extremely important, folks. The Podesta emails and the information that's been uncovered regarding Comet Ping Pong Pizza in Washington is extremely important information, and it's very compelling. Looking at the Identikit pictures of the kidnappers of Madeleine McCann alongside pictures of Tony and John Podesta, and knowing that they were in town staying 1/3 of a mile from where she was kidnapped at a known pedophile's villa, is very compelling information. Knowing the FBI list of identified pedophile code words and seeing all of these words being used in the Podesta emails is very compelling. Them saying that Tony Podesta simply had a love for Italian food is ridiculous, folks. How many times do you write emails to people regarding a meal that you had? How often do you mention pizza in your emails? How often does anybody mention pizza in their emails, folks? Now, you can go to Google and you can simply Google Podesta emails, and that will take you to WikiLeaks, and you can search any of the FBI code words for pedophiles, and you can search through the Podesta emails using these code words as key search words, and you're going to find that these words are coming up in an abundance of emails, folks. Way more than normal. I mean, this guy seems to spend most of his emails talking about food. And when you realize that all of the foods that he's mentioning are all known by the FBI to be code words used in pedophilia, then it becomes very apparent what's really going on and what these emails are really all about. And you've got a list of words out there, folks. There's some videos that you can find on YouTube which will give you some pretty good information about this. And for those of you who listen to the radio show on YouTube, I will link to some of these videos in the description below YouTube. And also, if you are someone who listens to the radio show on YouTube, YouTube has changed a lot of algorithms lately, folks, and you'll find that radio shows are not showing up in your subscription feed. You'll find that a lot of the videos don't show up in your subscription feed. If you do look below the video where the subscribe button is, if you haven't subscribed already, I suggest you do push subscribe. But for those who have subscribed, you'll notice there's a little bell next to that subscription button. I would suggest that you click that bell because that will give you an alert whenever I upload a video, because a lot of people are telling me that the videos are simply not showing up in their feed. I get emails about this all the time. This is one of the methods YouTube has undertaken in order to prevent the spreading of information. Yeah, it will still show up, but you have to say that you want it to show up. That's just the way they do it, folks. They put these little alert buttons there, but then they don't tell you that they've done so. So I would suggest that you click that little bell at the bottom of the YouTube clip next to the subscription button. For those of you who download the podcast from the website, I will include some links on this page, which will take you to some YouTube videos that are related to this Madeleine McCann and related to the Pizzagate case in general. Now, I do suggest that people get into this and start investigating this for themselves, folks. There's a large community on Steemit as well. If you're not familiar with Steemit, it's kind of like a Facebook community, but it's not as controlled as the Facebook community. I actually have a Steemit account, but I can't get into it at the moment because I've lost my password. I can't remember what it is, and I can't see any way of recovering the password. On the Steemit site, when I try to log in, it doesn't give me an option to recover my password. So I haven't been able to log on to Steemit for the last month or so. But you will find that there is quite a large community developing on Steemit, and I suggest you go and get involved with that as well. You'll find a lot of information about this Podesta case is circulating on Steemit because it's not as controlled as Fascist Book. Fascist Book really does like to control the information that people puts out. It does it in a very insidious way as well, though, folks. It doesn't control all information. It likes some people to put out stuff, but sometimes it will limit someone's account to make it appear that that person is putting out valid information when in fact they're not. It kind of does this sort of stuff to give people credibility. You've got to really watch the way they run things, folks. Facebook is a very, very deceptive place to be, and it's a very controlled environment to be posting stuff. I only really use it to share the shows each week. I don't really participate in Facebook that much. But with the release of these Podesta emails and with the ridiculous photos that the owner of Comet Pizza was posting on his Instagram, which have now been removed, by the way, I think the account is private now, but many people got screenshots of it before it was removed. Many people downloaded the photographs that he had published there, all of which were very revealing about the mentality of these people and what really goes on in this pizza store. And of course, the pizza store being a ping pong pizza store is aimed at children. And as I said, folks, this appears to be part of a very, very organized child trafficking ring. And not only that, but a child trafficking ring which involves the highest members of government. Yes, folks, right up to the presidential office, right up to prime ministers, right up to lawyers, judges, high-level, high-ranking police officers. I mean, all the stuff that goes on at Bohemian Grove, there's so much about this system and so much about this cabal that is hidden and so much that people are simply not prepared to look at. But this blows the lid off the whole thing. The release of these Podesta emails and their connection to Madeleine McCann and their connection to Hillary Clinton, to George Soros, and all of their connection to this pizza place really does blow the lid off the entire thing. And it demonstrates exactly what so many people have been trying to alert the public to for so many years. You know, and the best part about it, folks, is it demonstrates exactly what it is we're up against. It demonstrates why it is so important for people to face the shadow, to start really looking at what is running this world. It demonstrates why it is so inconsequential for you to vote people in or vote people out, and why it is so futile to believe you can change the mindset of these people or appeal to their higher character or appeal to their sense of morals. You can't, folks, because they don't have any morals. These people are pure psychopaths, and they are harvesting the human race. You are being farmed, and here is all the proof you ever needed to demonstrate that fact. But it isn't something that we can't get away from, folks. It's something that we can heal. We just have to acknowledge that this is what is going on. You know, you're never going to find a way out of the prison until you understand what the prison is. And mainly it's a prison of your mind, but it's a prison of your mind, which has kept you in a state where you are too afraid of everything. I mean, you're too afraid to even look at this information. And until you look at it, you're never going to find any way to free yourself. And your life is always going to be forfeit, and your children's lives are going to be forfeit. And everybody is basically living in a state of danger. That's the world that we live in, folks. And it's due to our failure to actually look at this and acknowledge what's really going on. And this information gives us the ability to at last turn and face it. Here it is, right in your face, and it cannot be denied any longer. This is what we are facing. And so it becomes quite clear what the solutions are. And the solutions are for us to call it and simply say, no, enough is enough. Have these people held accountable. Have this investigated to see just how deep it really goes. And I think once people see how deep it goes, they're going to be very, very surprised at how all-pervasive it is and how close it comes to their local community. And as I said, folks, when it really sinks in, the depth of depravity that we're facing here, the depth that these people will stoop to and the utter disregard they have for human life, when you look at Hillary Clinton's involvement in Haiti, all the children that were taken from Haiti, what happened to these children? This was essentially a harvest of children, folks, is what happened. You know, Hillary Clinton is involved in this up to her eyeballs, as are all the politicians in the Western world. You'd be surprised how deep this goes and what is really going on behind the scenes. And I would suggest even going on behind the scenes when they close the doors of Parliament House or they close the doors of the White House, what really goes on there during the day. I'm sure they're not just sitting around planning how to run the country. I'm sure there is all sorts of stuff that is going on that people are completely unaware of. You know, there is this huge occult system that sits behind the mechanism that we perceive. The mechanism that we perceive is essentially held in place through mind control. It's simply our belief that it's real. Our belief in the spells that are cast on paper when they write all of these words down on paper and they sell it to us as law. You know, when you look at Black's Law is essentially a grimoire. Black's Law is a book of spells. It's a book of words that control people's lives because they believe in the spells that are cast by these words. That's what spelling is. You go to school, they teach you to spell. It's the first thing they teach you to do is to think in language and to be controlled by words rather than to be controlled by your emotions, rather than to be controlled by your understanding of the polarities of energy, understanding how your right brain works and how your right brain communicates with the universe. We don't get any of that from our education system. So we're kept right away from this energetic nature and this energetic world that exists. And those who run this system are heavily involved in that energetic world. They know how it works and they know how to control the energy, and that's how they control the people. And they harvest that energy because for them there are no consequences to their actions. They're just able to do that because it's what they do. And they don't care about it. They don't think about it. It's the way someone doesn't think when he harvests a cow or harvests a chicken or whatever. You know, we don't think about it when we farm animals. We just do it. We laugh at the butcher store while we're cutting up the cow. And that's what these people do. They just view the people as cattle. They view the people as their farm animals, something that they can use for their pleasure, for their enjoyment, and to run the world the way they want. And they enjoy it. It's just what they do. And it's getting an understanding of that. You know, that's the hardest thing for people to really come to terms with, is that what these people do, they don't do it maliciously. They do it because it's simply the energy that they're in. You know, it's very difficult for people to step back and look at something which affects them in such a moral way and to separate their morals from the equation when they're looking at it and to simply look at it academically and to understand how the energy works. But you have to do that in order to understand what you're dealing with. Then you can reattach your emotion, you can reattach your morals, you can do what's right, which is what emotion and morals will cause you to do. But you need to detach from these filters and not look at it through a moral or emotional filter when you're analyzing the situation. Because if you look at it through a moral or emotional filter, you simply won't be able to analyze it. You'll always be looking at it through that filter of what your morals say you would do, of how your morals say this should be looked at. But you've got to, like I said, separate from that and attempt to look at it academically. That way you can begin to understand what we're dealing with here and why it is so necessary for people to stand up for themselves. And the best way for them to do it, at least the starting point at least, is for people to readjust their moral compass and apply that to the world that they live in. Because this loss of morals is what's caused all this. It's people's willingness to step away from their moral compass and immerse themselves in that dark energy. And unfortunately, it is these people, through their ease of manipulation of others and their will to manipulate others, they've been able to manipulate themselves into positions of power, where now they are simply able to farm the rest of humanity. And it's a difficult thing for people to come to terms with, but really that's what's going on. It's people farming. One of the reasons I think that it's so difficult for people to come to terms with this is because it's difficult for people to see themselves as something that is being farmed and to look at society in that way. And again, it's difficult for them to look at it without looking it through their own particular moral or emotional filter. They can't simply look at it academically and see that it's about the energy these people are in, the position they've taken in society, and what that position gives them the ability to do. You know, and how people are controlled by magic, controlled by spells, controlled by word magic, essentially. You know, our belief that we can't do things that we know we should do. Oh no, you can't open this doorway and walk through here because it says here on this rule book that you can't. You can't know what's going on behind the scenes of Parliament because we wrote this rule down here that says you don't have the right to know. You know, we can do things in secret that you don't have to know about and don't have the right to know about because we wrote it down that you can't do it. That's sort of what they've done, folks, and it's our willingness to go along with this and our failure to see that it's simply word magic. That's all it is. It's just a spell. It's complete and utter mind control that keeps us locked in the pen that we are locked in. But we are locked in here. You know, we don't notice it for the most part because we're kept so busy running on the treadmill, of course. You know, we're kept locked into this economic system, this system of economic slavery, which makes us run ever faster in order to collect the paper we need to pay to be alive. And, of course, this tends to promote the discarding of our children as early as possible because we can't afford to feed them once they're old enough to support themselves. They've got to get out from under our roof because we can't afford to keep them there. And it all promotes this system and it all leads towards slavery. And it's very difficult for people to look behind the scenes to see what's really going on. It's the same with all the mechanisms that we're given to argue about, you know, whether you want to blame Zionism or Judaism or the Vatican or the Jesuit system or the Freemasons or the reptilians or the aliens or whatever rabbit hole you want to go down. It doesn't matter. You're not looking at what exists behind that. You know, and even my talk that I've done so much talk to try to alert people to what's going on in Palestine simply because of the humanitarian catastrophe that's going on there, because of the legal opportunity it provides for people to either heal that situation or realize that there is no law and that it's all fiction and this is all held in place by magic. And I often said, folks, if we do not address the situation, then the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. And what is Palestine? Really, it's essentially a weapons and crowd control testing facility that Israel conducts and uses experimental ammunition on live targets. It brings all Western police forces over there to train them. And what do we see happening now in Dakota? We see water cannon doing horrible damage to people in Dakota who are simply peaceful protesters. And this is the same sort of stuff that the Israelis have been doing to the Palestinians for years. And as I've often said, folks, if we do not address the situation in Palestine, and the way of Palestine will be the way of the world, and now we are seeing that unfold as well. But fortunately, with the release of all this Podesta information and this huge pedophile ring and the exposing of the true darkness that is running this earth, perhaps now we will see some change. Perhaps now we will see people begin to see the necessity in individual people all stepping into their power and standing up in unison to address this situation, because it's very serious, folks, and we have a real opportunity for freedom here if we're just willing to pay attention and really adjust our perspective of what is actually important in the world. Is it important to be running on the treadmill and doing all these things that your society tells you you should do? Or is it more important to remove the evil that is controlling this society and remove the grip that it has over the human heart and the entire human experience? Because we now have an opportunity to do just that if people are willing to put their shoulder to the wheel. It's time to face the shadow, folks. It really is. It's time to look into the mirror of evil. As I've often said, when you look into the mirror of evil, you don't see the evil in yourself. What you see is the good in yourself, because it gives you the opportunity to heal this evil. And it's people's unwillingness to look into that mirror that has allowed it to get this bad. You know, it's people's unwillingness to look at the pure evil that sits behind the system. It's people's belief that they can negotiate with these people, they can appeal to their sense of judgment, their better side, they can love these people into thinking different things or behaving in a different way. They don't understand that they're being farmed and that this whole species is being farmed on a massive scale in ways that people would not even believe, sitting in their little chairs in their little homes and not knowing what's going on outside. All they know is what the television tells them and what their own circle of friends tells them. And we keep our own circle of friends quite limited because we're scared to interact with people too much. You know, we believe that we should go out and bomb all of these countries and support all these wars. I mean, this is pure psychopathy. Just ordering the carpet bombing of another country, the indiscriminate drone bombing of another country, what they did to Iraq, sanctions that killed 500,000 children, all of this stuff, and saying it's justified and getting the people of their countries to support it. That's the thing, you know, like, we go along with all of this, folks. They tell us what they're doing. They tell us in their legal system. They tell us in their movies. They tell us in their speeches. They tell us in everything that they do what they're doing. And we just comply because we won't look at the shadow. You know, and that's the problem. We have to lift the veil on the shadow and we have to be prepared to face it, because that is the only way we can heal the human condition. There is no other way out. We have to expose the truth about this world and the truth of how humanity is controlled. I mean, whatever else is going on, folks, we won't know until we establish freedom, and we're not going to establish any type of freedom until we see what the control mechanism is. And as I said earlier, it's a mechanism of the mind. It's mind control. It's our belief that we have to go by all of these fictional rules. And it's the actions of the order followers, of course, as well. This is a huge part of it. You know, and the order followers will continue to follow orders, and they'll continue to do what they do until there is enough people standing against them. But I truly believe that when the entire society stops and looks at what's going on and stands up against this system, there's going to be too many sons and daughters in there that are going to have to imprison their parents. And I think a lot of the order followers will look at this and they'll break ranks and they'll start standing with the people. You know, many people will begin to see what's really going on here, where this evil comes from. And they will begin to realize that the ones who are committing the real crimes are those who have placed themselves into positions of power. Those who are in control of this world are the ones who have driven it to the state that it is. And that's what needs to be addressed. But that's what this whole Podesta email Pizzagate situation can bring about. It really can alert a lot of people to just how deep and dark this rabbit hole goes and to what is really going on behind the scenes of all of our governments and why it is so necessary to change these governments and to change the people that are in there, to repopulate these governments with something far more transparent and something that will lead us to freedom, because freedom is something that we desperately need, and freedom is something that up until this point in the human condition and the human experience, we have never actually experienced. We've never been free, folks, but now we're seeing what the control grid is, and this is giving us a huge opportunity if we're prepared to face the shadow. So please do share this information, folks, and check out the links that I'll put on the YouTube version of this radio show, and go to the Crow House and check out this on the Crow House page, and you can download the MP3 from there, and you'll also find links there on that page to many of the YouTube videos that I've mentioned today. And you'll find links to all sorts of this stuff if you go and check out Steemit, and just Google Podesta emails and see what you can find yourself, because you're going to be really shocked when you see what's going on and you begin to realize the scope of this activity, just how all pervasive it is right around this world and how so many governments are colluding and so much of the media is also colluding to make sure that this is not brought to public attention. This is very much what all these claims of fake news sites are about, folks. As soon as they made that announcement of fake news sites, suddenly they announced this to be breaking fake news. And that should let you know what's going on and should let you know just how scared they are of this information actually getting into the mind of the public. And it's up to us, folks, to really make sure that it does. This is a huge opportunity for freedom. And really, folks, you've just got to look at this and see what they're not talking about. I mean, as I said earlier, they're attempting to whitewash this by saying that people are overplaying John Podesta's love of Italian food. But when you put the fact that all of the food terms he's using are known pedophile terms, and you couple that with the fact that he can be placed in Portugal, staying at the residence of a known pedophile at the time when Madeleine McCann was kidnapped, and you couple that again with the fact that John Podesta and his brother Tony match exactly the police identikit composite pictures of the alleged abductors of Madeleine McCann, then you begin to see a picture that even the most closed-minded and lame and controlled media would surely investigate and surely put some credibility to and surely bring to the minds of the public. And when you see them looking at all of this information and all the evidence that indicates that this is exactly what happened, that it was actually the Podesta brothers who were responsible for this kidnapping, when you look at this and you see their failure to report it, then you begin to see their complicity and then you begin to see their involvement and just how deep this rabbit hole goes and just how controlled the information you're being fed on the television really is. You know, to return to the opening quote that I used on the show today by Shannon L. Alder, we do confuse things so much, folks. We want to be right in what we believe, and we tend to approach things in a very convoluted way when things can very often be explained very simply. You know, when we look at the system and we attempt to justify certain aspects of it, oh, it's the financial system, oh, it's Zionists, oh, it's the Jesuits, oh, it's this, oh, it's that, we simply fail to look to the more simple solution. And the simple solution is that the world is controlled by an all-pervasive evil that has pulled a veil to its very existence over the minds of the general population. We've been given all of these different things to point a finger at and all these different things to argue about, because by doing so, we never look beyond that mechanism. We never pull back the veil and ask why these mechanisms would even be there, why it is that people would even do these things, why it is that we would even fight wars, why it is that someone would kill another person, harvest another person, you know, murder another person the way a psychopath would do. We don't really ask ourselves these questions because we're not really prepared to look at what the answer is, because the answer requires self-application. The answer to all of the problems that we face in the world requires us adjusting our moral compass and applying ourselves to the situation, and so we just don't look. But now's come the time when we have to look, folks, where seeing it all laid bare right there before our eyes, and this is giving us the opportunity to heal it. It's just up to us to make that decision and choose to do so. But that's what this time is, folks. And that's why it's so important for you to get on board with this and to share this information and help people around you understand what's really going on, because that is how we're going to be healing through this situation. There's not going to be any other way that we can do it. It's got to be done by people becoming aware of the shadow and being prepared to face it. And that's all it will really take, you know. We've got to apply ourselves to it. Once we're aware of the information, we have to apply ourselves to it. And just by doing that, we're going to shift everything. But folks, we've reached the end of the show here, so I'm going to have to leave it there. Thank you to everybody who supports the show and listens to the show. Thank you to anybody who has subscribed to the Patreon account. I really do need your support, folks, so thank you very much for that. It's the only thing that's keeping me going, the only thing that is keeping this show on the air. I will look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please do share this information. Please do check out the links I'm going to make available on the page where this show is on the Crow House. And please do share it with as many people as you can. Let's get on top of this and let's bring about some positive change. But I look forward to speaking to you again next week, folks. Please take very good care until then. In Lakesh, my friends. In Lakesh.